Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Maybe I'm alone on my island and no one else is surprised by the numbers dropping so dramatically for the games over wildcard weekend. Generally, I'm used to astronomical numbers and the highest rated programs of the year coming from the football playoffs. And I still do believe, given the climate on TV with really every genre, every type of program, whether it be comedy or drama or game show or reality show or award shows, for those that have even continued forward, sports are in that same climate and they have been experiencing the same losses in viewership. Now, when it comes to the NFL, the losses have been minimal. I mentioned during the regular season, as much as every other sport has seen precipitous declines in ratings and viewership, the NFL's numbers were only down 7%. But these numbers from wildcard weekend are stunning. So I'm glad I waited. Again, you have streaming that that is a supplement to these numbers. You have Telemundo or Nickelodeon that kind of boosts these numbers a little bit. But to compare them to a year ago and know that they're down 22%, I know a lot of you have changed your viewing habits. We've done shows about this. Why are you watching fewer sports and how much are you interested? And I've seen it even with our radio show. And I don't mean specifically numbers, ratings, numbers. I honestly don't pay attention to those. That's a rabbit hole that I don't want to go down. As long as my boss tells me to talk, I'm going to talk. So for now, it really doesn't matter what the ratings are. I got to do, I got to do the show anyway. But I've seen, for sure, a decline in, say, social media traffic. I've seen a decline in the number of phone calls that we get, which it's a very small sample size of those people who will actually call or those people who will participate and communicate over social media. So it's not always an accurate description or an accurate depiction, I should say, of what's happening with our total listenership. But absolutely, there are fewer people that are making sports a major priority. Now that the political cycle is over, or nearly over, I guess, if you want to say it extends through the inauguration. But with that coming to an end and the elections being behind us, generally all other shows on TV and programs on TV see a bump because so many Americans are paying attention to news programs and to news coverage over the course of an election cycle that the other networks and other programs will suffer. Well, that's been over now. I guess if you count Georgia, it just wrapped up in the last week. But, we've seen the news networks lose viewers. And where are they going? Are they going to Netflix? Are they going to Amazon? Are they going to Hulu or Apple Plus or Disney Plus? And not nearly as interested in live sports. But live sports has always been the one element that you can't replicate. And it's not as great watching on DVR after the fact. Highlights are not the same thing as experiencing a game in person. And I guess I thought, this is my own thought process, which clearly was incorrect, but I thought that with the Buffalo Bills and the Cleveland Browns having such passionate fan bases, and I do believe that you all showed up in droves. In fact, if I could see the numbers, just Cleveland and just Buffalo markets, the TV markets, I'm sure the numbers would be astronomical from these playoff games over the weekend, especially with no fans or very few fans allowed in the stands. But I assumed that with the football postseason really being the crown jewel of the year in sports. January is kind of the crown jewel of the year in sports. You always get these games that are the highest rated programs on the annual calendar across any genre. I thought maybe the numbers would be closer to what we saw during the regular season. And I'm not really sure the reasons why. I'm still trying to pinpoint or to come up with some type of an explanation. So I would love to hear from you. If you think you have an explanation, or maybe there's a reason why you didn't watch as much playoff football as you normally would, or why you weren't interested in a particular game. But I feel like the storylines were there. The superstars were there. The access was there. All of these games were on network TV. And I know that sounds weird. All of these games were on NBC, CBS, Fox, and ABC. None of these games were on ESPN, which is still pay cable. None of these games were on NFL Network, which is a paid cable channel. None of these games were on, say, TNT or TBS. No, they were all on basic cable channels that you can get with an antenna over the air, right? So they weren't difficult to access. You could stream them a variety of ways. So CBS All Access. I didn't have Nickelodeon, so I couldn't watch the game on Nickelodeon, but it was available on big CBS. But to see the numbers, here's another example. The Ravens-Titans game, which featured some major superstars, the reigning NFL MVP in Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, who is the NFL's leading rusher this season, over 2,000 yards. That Ravens-Titans game that started off Sunday's coverage was down 17% compared to Vikings-Saints a year ago. Now, I think we're seeing a theme. The Saints are a really popular draw. And a large part of that has to do with Drew Brees. He transcends the sport. Same thing, same phenomena is Peyton Manning or Tom Brady. And yet that Saturday night game had putrid ratings compared to what the NFL normally does in the postseason. So this is stunning. The least watched wild card game on record was Colts and Bills on Saturday. Again, morning if you're on the West Coast, early afternoon on the East Coast or the Central Time Zone. Least watched wildcard game on record, Tampa and Washington, NFL's lowest rated primetime playoff broadcast in the history of Nielsen ratings. And get this, those extra wildcard games cost NBC and CBS $70 million. Once those games got added to the schedule, NBC and CBS paid an extra $70 million to air them. And while they'll make up some of that money in ad revenue, clearly not what they expected. So this was not a ratings bonanza. Viewers weren't stuck to their TVs all day Saturday and all day Sunday. Maybe it was oversaturation. Maybe you were stuffed with football and you had other things to do. It's one of the first weekends really post-holidays, right? Because people are busy kind of recovering from whether they traveled or didn't, recovering from the holidays early in January. You're taking down your Christmas decorations. You're getting your house back in order. This is supposed to be the weekend that football fans and sports fans are stuck to the TV, and yet that was not the case. So I'm genuinely interested. If you have a reason why, or you feel like you know why the ratings were so down over this weekend, I would really appreciate hearing from you. And I'm being very sincere because I do not have an answer for it. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Rocket Mortgage is giving away $2.5 million prizes during Super Bowl 55 that could be used to buy your dream home. See rules and enter for free today at rocketmortgagesweepstakes.com. Now you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. You can also vote for TD of the Week. And then in addition, you can find us on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS. Now we are about a half hour away from Ask Amy Anything. And so all you got to do is send your questions to either of our social media sites, and we'll be happy to answer those questions. Well, I would be happy to answer the questions. Producer Dave actually chooses the questions, and I don't get to see them ahead of time, which is why sometimes I'm completely caught off guard and I don't have an answer ready. So find us on Twitter or on Facebook, and then on our phones, if you want to throw in a question when you call to answer and let me know, I'd really love to hear from you. And I'm genuinely interested. I wish I had an answer for you. I'd give you my opinion if I had it, but I don't actually have a concrete reason for why this happened. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of discussion about it in the NFL offices. One fun, quirky thing that I wanted to share with you, you may remember this from a year ago. Marshawn Lynch, about this time last year, was talking about retirement. And you know, he's changed his mind multiple times, but he was giving advice to young players about how to extend their careers, about how to preserve their careers, about how to find longevity and make sure that even after the NFL, they still had a life to live.
Now, I done been on the other side of a retirement, and it's good when you get over there and you can do what you want to. So I tell y'all right now, while y'all in it, take care of y'all bread. So when y'all done, go ahead and take care of yourself. So while y'all at it right now, take care of y'all bodies. You know what I mean? Don't take care of y'all chicken. You feel me? Don't take care of y'all mentals. Because, look, we ain't lasting that long. You know, I had a couple of players that I played with that, you know what I mean, they no longer here no more. They no longer. So, I mean, you feel me? Start taking care of y'all mentals, y'all bodies, and y'all chicken for when y'all, you know, ready to walk away. You walk away. And you'd be able to do what you want to do.
I love that from Marshawn Lynch. I just
take care of y'all chicken.
I love how honest he is and how real he is with younger players and his advice. But here's what I remember about this, producer Dave, and you may as well. I didn't know what he meant by take care of y'all chicken. And so I just remember we had that conversation with producer Chris at the time. And I'm sure you were here as well a year ago trying to figure out. I mean, I was trying to figure out because I'm not cool. And I myself only started eating rotisserie chicken recently. And so I didn't think that's what he was talking about. But come to find out, chicken is another way of referring to your money, correct? Is that what we decided? Take care of y'all chicken. I feel like that's the conclusion that the cool people in the room came up with. Producer Dave is avoiding the microphone right now. I don't know that he wants to weigh in and appear as completely uncool as I am. I already admitted I don't have Nickelodeon, and that a year ago I didn't know what it meant to take care of y'all chicken.
Well, I was attempting to edit some drops so we could save that and immortalize it for forever because it's just fantastic. But I'm not cool either. Chris was the cool one. I'm an old man.
I'm sure the chicken was referring to money. I believe we had this conversation.
It was, yeah, but I didn't know it at first when you first said it either.
Well, so. I don't have any chicken to take care of, so I kind of feel like that doesn't apply to me. But I do love his very real and open and honest assessment, and also some vulnerability there. He said you don't have a lot of time, but I do at the beginning where he says when you retire, you can do whatever the bleep you want to do.
Take care of your mentals.
That's my favorite part. We all have mentals. We're all mental. Even if we don't all have chicken, we definitely all have mentals.
Don't take care of y'all chicken.
Thank you. I needed that laugh. 855-212-4227. Let's talk to Jim, who's in Pittsburgh. Jim, what do you think?
Well, there, I would like to say what you said to me about why nobody was watching TV as far as with the playoff games. And I'm thinking because of the pandemic and people are hurting here. I mean, they look at all these money these athletes are making across the board from football, baseball to basketball. And just, you know, it just amazes me. I mean, I'm 64 years old. I never thought I'd see the day that somebody would be making $100 million to play a kid's game. So to me, it's a shame. But you know, just to me, they outprice themselves. And something else I'd like to say to you, too, I think because of streaming. I remember when NASCAR was big, Some people were saying they could stream it rather than go to the thing. Why pay all that money for tickets and all that aggravation where you can still be there live? So I think streaming has something to do with that too.
Well, no, the streaming numbers are included, sir. So when we're talking about viewership specifically, yeah, I'm giving you numbers from TV. But when it comes to the total package, the total viewership, they do in fact include the streaming numbers. So I think I included it in one of those. So that those streaming numbers, they are included in terms of total ratings.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're saying that because the athletes make so much money, you think it's off-putting to a lot of fans, and because they don't think the athletes should be making that much money, they've tuned out.
You have to, I feel bad for people who have young kids. You must have taken a mortgage out to go to a ball game.
Well, no, we're not talking about going. We're talking about watching on TV.
Okay, but still, I mean, to keep your interest, I mean, if you're going to watch it on TV, you're going to have some interest in it. So you maybe want to go see it live. But as far as, I just think people just, you are tired of it. I just think you're just tired of the athletes as a whole. That's okay. Just my opinion. But, you know, that from people I've talked to and stuff, you know, they're just saying, hey, I'm trying to scrape by. Why should somebody worry about him making $100 million?
Okay. All right, Jim. I appreciate that opinion. Thank you so much. Happy New Year to you. 855-212-4227. Maybe that is the case. Now, I guess I don't think about their salaries anymore because it's irrelevant to me. I'm not the one paying them. And they have contracts, so I think the team should honor the contracts. A lot of them are also seeing and taking a financial hit because they're not playing as many games. That's one reason why the NFL was really committed to doing a full schedule and why the athletes bought in. It's because in the NFL, if they did not play, they didn't get paid. If games were canceled, they didn't get paid instead. And so I do believe that these athletes recognize that they're, you know, there's a tie here. They've got to be disciplined. They've got to be accountable, or, you know, their livelihoods are on the line. Let's see. Rick says on Twitter, A-Law Radio, people are not going out of their way to watch the teams they don't root for this year with the lack of cable access. Well, see, you didn't need cable to watch these games. You need TV, of course, but these games were all on basic network channels, ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox. Those were the games that brought that were broadcast over the weekend. You didn't need to have ESPN. You didn't need to have Nickelodeon. You did need ESPN for the College Football National Championship on Monday night, but you did not need it for the NFL games. You could get those with a pair of rabbit ears and some tinfoil. and you could also get them by streaming them on, you know, various websites like the Peacock or CBS All Access, that kind of thing. But Danny says the same thing. Maybe they, I guess he's referring to viewers who didn't tune in, can't afford cable due to COVID. Brandon says it has to be the fact there are no fans taking away from the viewing experience. All right, so different options, different ideas there. Let's talk to Jim, who's in Maryland. Welcome to After Hours.
How you doing tonight?
I'm good, thank you.
I think there's a couple things involved with this. I think one is definitely the pandemic. You know, people did, I think they're finding other stuff to do. Another thing is, and this doesn't include
Jim, don't you think that's interesting, though, that you say people are finding other stuff to do when a good portion of the United States is still not completely open? I mean, I live in a state that never got out of phase two, and so we can't get together in large gatherings. The movie theaters are not open. The gyms are open, but I canceled my gym membership. I haven't gone out to a restaurant. I don't remember the last time I did. I guess maybe one time in the last 6 months. So I think that's interesting you say that. People are finding other things to do, and yet a lot of people are still staying home.
Well, this kind of piggybacks on that idea is I really think this past summer, with all the things happened politically, this doesn't include me. I watched every game this weekend from start to finish. But, you know, I think a lot of it is the players kneeling. I think it is the protests all summer long. And I know my fantasy leagues, I was in five. I'm in one this year because people just didn't want to do it. And I have people I know I went to college with in New York and Philly, and they were just as diehard fans as me, and they just don't want to have anything to do with the NFL.
So interesting, because I feel like of all of the leagues that are out there, Jim, the NFL has been the most apolitical. Now, you've got athletes that are speaking out, but I can't remember. I watch football every weekend. I've been doing it now for months and months. And I don't remember the last time I saw a national anthem on TV or saw any players who were kneeling. I think most networks have shied away from it, but even if it's happening, it's only a handful of guys.
Well, the opening game, when they played the Black National Anthem, it was booed. I mean, I'm just telling you, it's not my how I feel. It's really not, you know, I wish everyone could just get along and we could go back to the way, you know, with watching sports and everything. That's just my opinion.
All right. I appreciate it. I think in this case, perception may be more powerful than reality, because I actually don't think it's real. The NFL shies away from getting too political because they know that it can affect their bottom line, and the NFL cares most about its bottom line. But I certainly appreciate that input. Maybe there's a portion of that. Thank you so much. Have a great day on Wednesday. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. We'll squeeze in a few more phone calls, but I'm genuinely interested. If you didn't watch football over the weekend, or you think you know why people are tuning out, then I would love to hear from you. Some of you are bringing up bars and restaurants not being open. There's no way to account for the number of eyeballs that are tuned in at a bar or a restaurant, but those TVs obviously count. So let's say there are 7 TVs that are all tuned in to football games. Those count as ratings points, but there is no way to count the number of people who are watching in a bar or a restaurant. So honestly, I think the numbers are higher with the bars and restaurants not being open because you're expecting then more individual homes to be tuned in. But let's just say there are some casual fans who would have watched at bars or restaurants but are not going out because and not watching football because they wouldn't care otherwise. Or maybe another example would be because bars and restaurants are closed in a lot of places, so you don't have those numbers. That's an interesting point. I hadn't thought about that. The ones that are completely closed and don't have any type of indoor dining, well, certainly then you're not getting those numbers as part of the ratings and the viewership. Interesting.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. You're listening to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I do not believe in curses, but I sure know that the deck is stacked against the city of Cleveland.
We're in Cleveland. Nothing is easy here.
There certainly are moments in Cleveland's history that are part of that city's sports lore.
I've lived through the drive, the fumble, and the last series with the Cavs losing.
Is that really emblematic of all of Cleveland? You expect the worst to happen?
Pretty much.
Cleveland rocks!
Are the people in Cleveland on drugs?
I'm sure not all of them. Steve is listening in Cleveland.
You have a real nice way of getting across.
Well, that's very sweet. Any compliment I ever get coming from Cleveland means more to me.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I feel as though the tide is turning in favor of Cleveland and its sports. And we got another big game this weekend against the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know what your expectations are, Cleveland Browns fans, but I know that the team is playing some of its best football of the year and has got to be heady and confident considering that victory on the road at Pittsburgh on Sunday. Now, do you believe that the Browns' first touchdown of the game, which was a fumble recovery on the first snap by the Steelers, should be the TD of the week? You can vote. We've got some very worthy candidates on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on my Twitter, also on our Facebook page. Let's squeeze in a couple more calls here. I'm asking you if you have some reasons why the NFL ratings for the playoff weekend were down 22%, which is far and away much greater than what we saw during the regular season. Matt is listening in Green Bay. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Hi. The way I watched is because I'm a Verizon user. I can watch it on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was doing is I was jumping between in all of the games.
But on your phone.
I mean, Green Bay is also a very big football city. I mean, that's the only reason we're on the map is the Packers.
Oh.
without the Packers, we wouldn't be anything.
Oh, come on. I don't know about that. My
Oh no, trust me. I work in the service industry. That is where our money comes from.
No, I understand that's where the money comes from. My dad's whole side of the family is from Wisconsin, and I guess I don't see it that way. But my grandmother's in the Appleton area, and she's my entire reason for loving Wisconsin. But if you're saying in terms of tourism and finances, I gotcha.
Oh, definitely. But what I've noticed is because we are mostly open, like our bars and restaurants do not have to enforce any limits on anybody right now.
Really? Wow.
Really? I mean,
I'm jealous.
You know, masks, you try and social distance as much as you can. But I think a lot of people just want to have that feeling of being around people and being around their fans, and whether they know them or not, they just want to be out with other people.
Agreed.
So I think you're getting more eyes on the eyeballs in bars than you think you're getting.
Okay. Interesting.
At least here.
Yeah, well, there are places around the country, like California, for instance, where everything is shut down in certain parts of the state. And so those bars and restaurants not being open and not having TVs on, that makes a difference. But it can't just be that, because the ratings wouldn't be down 22% if that was the case. But I'm sure that we'll see a surge with both Green Bay and Kansas City playing this weekend, because those are two very popular teams with two extremely popular quarterbacks.
But you're right. Definitely, that's not all of it. But I mean, there's also a lot of alternate ways to watch, and when you can watch on your phone, I don't know how they track.
They do track streaming. I mean, it's a separate number, but ultimately they can give you the total package, right? So they'll include Telemundo, they'll include CBS All Access, they'll include Nickelodeon. Yeah, they just pull the numbers from different places, and they do include the streaming numbers. So there's a small bump, but Matt, I would tell you it's not nearly as many people as you think. There might be 1.5 to 2 million. It's nowhere near what you might think, people watching on their phones.
I'm also not going to lie, I did watch part of it on Nickelodeon.
There you go.
Just because it was kind of fun to watch with
good.
The slime zone.
I'm glad to hear
the end zone. it was kind of fun to watch.
Good. I'm glad. All right, Matt. Well, thanks so much for your phone call. I appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you, Amy.
Nick is listening in Cleveland. Nick, what do you think?
Well, Amy, there's a bunch of big bars, sports bars in big cities, and I really do think, you know, when you have 30 TVs on, in a big establishment, and with the pandemic, you only end up with 4 TVs on.
Okay.
You take that throughout the whole country, that's a lot of viewers, a lot of TVs that aren't getting turned on, and I think that has a big percentage that it's taken up.
Okay. Yeah, it's definitely something to consider. I hadn't thought about it until we started having this conversation. What is it like in Cleveland? Are there bars and restaurants open or no?
Yeah, well, bars and restaurants are open, but the business is way, way down. I mean, I know a guy that owns a big sports bar, and it usually has 300 people in it, say, last year, and they do have 30 TVs. He has 4 TVs on this year.
Hmm.
Well, you know, if you took that all over the United States, it very well may be a bigger percentage than we're thinking.
Yeah, you're right, actually. When you start to think about the numbers of thousands of TVs across the country, that wouldn't be on. So yeah, it doesn't account necessarily for viewers, but it would account for TV sets being on. So that makes sense, Nick. I appreciate that.
The other thing I wanted to compliment you on is, as a baseball person, you're about the only announcer I've ever heard that says the proper term is RBI and not RBIs.
That is such a hysterical debate. People get so mad at me. I think you're the only person who's ever actually given me credit for it. Yeah, I'm really stubborn about it, Nick, but that's a debate for another day.
I'm an older guy, but when I was a kid, I asked my dad, why in fact do they say RBIs, you know? And back in the day, I thought I was going to get like a beating for it, you know? What are you talking about?
That's funny.
But it is RBI, and I've been, like you, I've been hard about that since I was a little kid. Why do they say RBIs?
That's funny. I appreciate your phone call, Nick. Thanks so much.
You're the greatest. Have a good one.
Oh, I appreciate that, too. Let's see. This tweet, A-Law Radio. A few people I know say this season doesn't count for them due to the pandemic. Even with a full NFL schedule, they just weren't into it because of other seasons being cut short. Interesting. Spencer on Twitter. People can't go tailgate and go to bars and restaurants, so all those places are down. It's more people watching at home with less groups watching, so the numbers are down. So I think general malaise with the pandemic, that certainly affects us. As I've said, I noticed that there are fewer people on our social media, less traffic that way. We get fewer calls for the most part. And so I think just in general, our forms of entertainment have changed and the way we access that entertainment has changed. I know there are times when I don't feel like pouring the effort into a game. I'd rather do something else. But since it's my job, I don't have the option. We'll see whether or not those numbers bounce back for divisional weekend when you consider the Super Bowl champions and the Green Bay Packers will be involved and you're only having four games instead of six. So I don't know if that had an impact either. We were saturated with football over the weekend.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Time to ask Amy anything. Sort of.
Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
A lot of you are sending your suggestions, your opinions, your reasons why NFL ratings were down for the supersized wildcard weekend. 22% from a year ago when there were fewer games. So we'll get back to that discussion, but you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And we're also asking you to vote for TD of the Week. I expect to get a ton of traffic over this particular poll because there were some really impressive moments, some moments to remember, even if we weren't tuned in to all 20 hours of football on Saturday and Sunday. 855-212-4227. We'll get back to your calls. Also, Gary Bettman at the top of the hour talking about why the NHL is playing, even though he expects losses to be in the billions. So the commissioner of the NHL as hockey returns on Wednesday night. But now it's time for producer Dave. It's our boss's favorite segment of the week. He loves producer Dave and Ask Amy Anything.
Good morning, boss. How are you?
Uh-huh. Buttercup.
Yeah, it's me. Jennifer wants to know, with the NFL Nickelodeon broadcast fresh in our minds, what was your favorite Nickelodeon show growing up?
I don't think I watched Nickelodeon when I was growing up. We didn't have cable when I was growing up, so we lived out in the boonies in Concord, New Hampshire, and didn't have cable. But I will say with my nieces, can I use that as an example? So when I watched with my nieces, they were SpongeBob SquarePants freaks. And so we were always watching SpongeBob SquarePants, like nonstop. I don't know if this is a Nick show. I could be totally wrong. Was Dora the Explorer a Nickelodeon show or no?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I think
so,
that's a Disney
Oh,
show?
Got it. Sorry. So those were the two favorites, though. My nieces always made me watch with them SpongeBob SquarePants, which I would watch and think, this is not a kid's show. I mean, it's got some pretty dark adult humor to it. But also, they love Dora the Explorer. So those were the two kid shows that I always watch with them. For me, though, I was a cartoon person. So I love Scooby-Doo. My brother and I loved Scooby-Doo when we were growing up. We also loved Wile E. Coyote and Tom and Jerry. So some of the older cartoons because we're older. But yeah, on Nickelodeon, it would be SpongeBob. That's what I've been more exposed to.
Oh, my older kids used to watch that, and that is certainly not for kids.
It's a little bit disturbing at times.
It is. I will say my two-year-old does enjoy Tom and Jerry. But
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. Well, then I don't feel so old.
No, awesome. Yeah, we got him watching that. He loves it. He was laughing out loud. He was having a great time yesterday. So Kent wants to know, how is Princess Leia doing after her run-in with what he calls a crazy person?
Yeah, so the crazy guy on the motorbike that rammed into me, plowed into my car the other morning, and then did a U-turn going against traffic and took off down a side street before I could get his license plate. Princess Leia has a couple of dents. I discovered another one yesterday when I was trying to clean her up, so I'm a little bummed about that. One of them is about 2 inches long, and even though Princess Leia is all white, she's a very pearly white, you can't see the dent much, but I know it's there and it bothers me. I'm not going to get it fixed right this second, but it's a little annoying. You know what I discovered though? Goo Gone. Do you know what that substance is? It's a cleaning substance that you purchase to remove adhesive from, from say the back of a shelf or I don't know, whatever. Just adhesive. You remove adhesive from substances. Anyway, it works on the black streaks. So the motorbike left black and red streaks down the side of my passenger side door. And I was able to, I mean, I had to buff it. I had to polish them out. But I was able to get all the streaks off the side of the car. So she doesn't look any worse for the wear, but she does have a couple of small dents.
Silly, crazy motorbike guy.
I don't know, how do you plow into someone and then just take off?
I don't have a good answer for that.
But
moving on in somewhat related fashion, Dave wants to know what is the most dangerous activity, he calls it, that you've ever done. And he leaves a couple examples.
Okay.
Bungee jumping, scuba diving, or skydiving.
Skydiving. There is a video on our YouTube channel, my actual official skydiving video. A few years ago, I was trying to impress a guy. I kid you not. He was into skydiving, so I decided, you know what? I'm going to do this. My mother would not talk to me the entire day. She refused to talk to me until I was out of that airplane. It was the most terrified I've ever been as I watched everyone else get out of the plane with the door on the back. And I realized, oh my gosh, there's no other way out of this plane except for that door that's open on the back. And then when the instructor that I was tandem jumping with held on to the side of the plane and I'm hanging off the side of the plane before he lets go. Now, the reason he did that is because we had a videographer who was jumping first and getting in place. And the first 15 seconds, again, of the free fall, terrified because I couldn't breathe. And they had taught you how to do kind of the short Lamaze breathing when you're on the ground. But in those first 15 seconds, my brain forgot completely. Now, I will also say this. The most exhilarating experience of my entire life as well. Once I figured out how to breathe, I couldn't have enjoyed it any more than I did. I have the video to prove it. If you haven't seen it, this girl jumped out of an airplane. I went skydiving and I would highly recommend it as kind of as a proof to yourself that you are not a fraidy cat, maybe.
You know, I'm good with my 2 feet on earth.
Oh, it's amazing.
I believe
you,
Dave. I'm good. So speaking of crazy, Tim wants to know, what is the craziest, most exotic thing that you've ever eaten before?
Oh, see, I'm not great at exotic foods. Octopus, squid, I don't know that those are super exotic. I do love fish and seafood. So I'll eat any kind of fish or seafood, just not raw. So I don't like sushi, but I will eat. Love octopus and love squid. Those are two delicacies that I enjoy. Calamari, of course. I'll eat any kind of calamari, too. Yeah, I don't know that that's super exotic. The craziest thing that I've ever seen in a bowl put in front of me was a chicken foot. It was chicken soup, but the foot was in the bowl, and I did not eat that. I'm not really big into, like, animal hearts or, I don't know. Oh, calf fries. When I was in Oklahoma, they tried to make me eat calf fries. I absolutely refused. So unless someone slipped me a calf fry on the side and I didn't know it, yeah, no. I've eaten a few bugs, I guess, but that's about it.
Yeah.
I'm not very cool when it comes to food.
I'm also good with that. Some regular food works for me. Juliana wants to know if you have any hidden talents.
Well, I don't know if playing the piano is a hidden talent, but I can play the piano. I have a piano in my home that was a gift a few years ago. My mom bought me a used piano for Christmas because I desperately wanted one. I spent my childhood learning how to play the piano, and so I can read music and play the piano and sing. So I do have a musical abilities that I absolutely love. And why do I love them? Well, because they give me peace when I play. It makes me happy. It gives me joy. It gives me peace. And so for those reasons, I really do try to find time during the week to play piano. So I don't know if that's a hidden talent, but I played in public when I was younger. I don't anymore, but I would play at ceremonies, graduations, that kind of thing when I was younger. So maybe that's a surprise to some people.
And very cool.
Thank you.
So Bob wants to know if you have any indoor house projects going on right now.
Oh my gosh, what don't I have going on right now? So, okay, there's a hallway, a stairwell in my house. Weirdly enough, it's the only part of the house that has wallpaper, and it's old wallpaper, and it's starting to peel. Now, I saw this when I bought the house, but I wasn't going to not buy the house because of this one hallway with wallpaper, but it's awful and it's peeling. And my mom said, just paint over it. No way. I want it done the right way. So I've actually contracted someone who will come in the spring to strip the wallpaper and fix the walls. Because of the old drywall, there's a couple of places where the wall is bowed out. And so he's going to fix that. And so that's the big project. But also, this is something else. The floorboards upstairs in the house, they weren't fitted properly. And they also are in a couple of places coming off the wall. So I'm going to have the same contractor fix the floorboards. Pretty soon, it'll be time to get the flower beds and the flower pits all ready for spring. So I have to go and cut all the old dead flowers and clean all of those out. So there's always something to do. You told me, don't try to do everything in the first year. And here we are. I'm 6 months into being a homeowner, and it feels like there's always something to do.
Yes, there is. I am this coming weekend going to be sheetrocking a wall for the first time.
Whoa!
So that's a big one for me.
That's amazing. Please be careful.
I'm going to do my best.
I'm done with boxes, though. The only thing that I have left is I want to donate books, but right now there's no place to donate books, at least in my area. So I do have some boxes of things to get rid of, but everything's unpacked. Woo!
Well, that is awesome.
Because
I still have some boxes from 2 years ago. So not to just have you repack and pick up and move tomorrow.
No, please don't.
But Alexandra wants to know if you could continue doing the same exact job, but you had to move to a different city and state.
Oh, I have to.
Where are you going?
Huh. I really like Nashville. I've always been a fan of Nashville. I always have really enjoyed Providence, Rhode Island. And as a New Englander, that's one city that I really enjoyed working in. So I wouldn't mind going back to the coast. Anywhere that's along the water, I'm good with. So, you know, if you want to stick me in some coastal town in Maryland or North Carolina or South Carolina, if I could move to Beaufort, South Carolina, because that's one of my favorite vacation spots, I would. Probably not any farther south than that, though, because I really do not like heat and humidity. I can't deal with it much longer than a few months out of the year. So I'm an East Coast girl at heart. Probably can't be any farther away from the water than that. I would stick with an Atlantic town, a coastal town, somewhere near the Appalachian Mountains wouldn't be bad either. A shortened version of Ask Amy Anything. I'll try to answer some of your questions on social media. But we blew through those. Thanks for always listening to our show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.